This episode of Star Wars in Character is brought to you in part by Star Wars Into the Void, the first book of the Dawn of the Jedi series, available from Audible.com. You can download Into the Void for free or any one of the other Star Wars titles Audible.com carries by visiting audibletrial.com/SWIC. Again, that's audibletrial.com/SWIC for your free audiobook.
I will swallow it.
There's the opener.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories, histories, and details you never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about OG-9 homing spider droid thing.
Original gangsta.
Niner. Nine!
OG.
This homing spider droid appears in Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, and Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Yes, it does.
I had to text him what exactly. I said the word spider droid and like 15 appeared.
Yeah.
So I had to text him which one was he going to do, and he picked this one, which, you know, probably we'll talk about the other ones, too.
Is this the... I was like, Chris, it's the OG homing spider droid.
I know.
Is this the real...
OG-9, not the OG-10.
Big thing. That's like a big-ass spider with big-ass legs. Wait to hear these names. These are the worst names ever.
I don't know.
Wait, are you going to fight this? Wait to hear it, okay? Because I was looking, and there's nothing I could... All right, ready? My name is Boba Fett. Chris Fire.
Huh?
Boba Fett. Chris Fire.
What's Chris
Fire? Is it a misfire?
No. Crossfire.
Oh, cross. What?
It's a book that this thing is in.
Oh.
That's nothing. Ready for this?
That's the good one.
Actually, this is probably the best one, which I probably already used.
Walrus Matt? Yes, you have.
This thing appears in Episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
Yes, you should go back to greatest hits. Maybe it's time to put an end to the names.
Wait, today I'm joined by, to my right, this is terrible.
Damn, Dave.
Jedi Quest, the final showdown.
Dave.
I think you go back to your greatest hits.
But you know what? Let you finish with Tim, and then I'll put my two cents in. Okay.
And Star Wars Battlefront Renegade Squad Tim.
I think the compromise you have to make here between doing the names and dropping the names is when you can't find the name in the article or the thing we're talking about, go outside the article.
I used to. You're absolutely right. I used to just pick anything out there. But I like trying to
find... Episodes 10 and 11, he went outside of the article. After that, he stays in.
These are
I'll get you the Star Wars, that big Star Wars encyclopedia set for your birthday if you promise to use it when you get stuck.
I don't like making promises.
Jeez.
They're books. You're afraid to open them. I understand.
I can't read. Well, Star Wars Battlefront Renegade Squad Tim.
Yes.
Can you please make this episode fun and exciting and enjoyable?
That's up to you guys. I'm just talking about metal.
Metal.
Robotic metal with legs and balls.
What the hell? This has no balls.
That's basically what this is. It's a ball with four legs. Yeah. And it's got two little homing satellite things at the top and bottom. So it's got a little satellite dick and it's got a little satellite brain.
I've been described as balls with three legs.
It's a testicle with testes. And four legs popping out of it.
Where's the taint?
The taint is the whole area between the homer on the top and the homer on the bottom. Mm. It's all taint.
Taint.
It's all taint.
It's great when it's taint.
I was talking with someone
about what made me laugh.
I was talking with someone and we brought up the word chode, and she was on the impression that chode was the taint.
What?
Like, she got the words mixed up. What's I always thought that was a chode.
What's her name, Tara?
Is she from Canada?
No, it's someone I work with that doesn't listen to this show. But yeah, she was like, I thought that was a chode.
Tim, did you get a little stiffy talking to her about it?
No. Talking about chodes.
What is the definition of chode according to Urban Dictionary? Let's check this out here.
The chode is a weenus that is thicker than it is long.
Yep, that's exactly what it says. It says described as a short and stubby penis, often wider than it is long.
Can we talk about chodes this episode?
Chode in character.
I believe there's an X-Men character by the name of Chode. He's a member of the intergalactic pirate group, the Starjammers. I believe his name is Chode. CHO_OOD or something like that. Or ODD.
That Chode.
Chode's being used as an example in the Urban Dictionary. Lauren, hi there. Joey, hey, you want to, Lauren, sure. Joey, pulling out his Chode. Lauren, actually, I have to, other plans. Joey, this always happens. Why am I shunned by society because of my Chode?
See, that was a dramatic reading by Matt.
Yeah, the only one who hasn't done a dramatic reading yet is Dave. We need to do a dramatic reading.
I'll send you the Urban Dictionary sample of weenus, and you can do that one.
The weenus. Anyway. All right, the OG-9 homing spider droid, also known as the spider walker, not to be confused with the OG-10 heavy homing spider droid from the Galactic Battlegrounds.
That's funny you say that, because I always confuse those.
The two of them are so close. One number. Now, again, this is there's a lot of just useless bullshit in this. The OG-9 homing spider droid was created by the Commerce Guild. I cannot speak tonight. Hold on, let me get a sip of my Arnold Palmer.
Take out the chode out of your mouth.
Don't shun Arnold Tim Palmer because chode. Of his chode.
Yeah. Shun me for other reasons. Created by the Commerce Guild shortly after the Battle of Naboo. And the actual people who created it were the Bactoid Armor Workshop, which was originally run by Watt Tambor.
Mm. Beep, 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 beep. We will make your
now
armor.
The Commerce Guild is basically a trade conglomerate that is led by Shumai. And we've talked about Shumai a few times, but we've never done an episode on this chick.
Oh, you got to remind me. Shumai. I recognize a name, but who is she?
She's that little tiny. She almost looks like she's wearing a Hindu headdress. She's on the Separatist Council, and she just speaks like boop, boop, boop.
Yep, I remember. Yep. She's like kind of gray and wrinkly, right?
And I think Chris used her name for you. I think Chris called you Shumat on one episode,
if
perhaps.
Not, he will be on the next one.
Write that down.
Yeah, Shumat. The OG-9 is. I chose it because I thought that this was such a cool looking attack weapon. I didn't really think of it as a droid. I thought it was a vehicle, actually. In the Battle of Geonosis and Attack of the Clones, it's such a neat looking thing. It's very simple in design, but the thing is, it is a droid. It's a very simple droid. It has one feature. It basically walks and shoots a laser, and it pretty much is just a walking laser. I guess when they were doing Attack of the Clones, they wanted to kind of do a callback to Empire Strikes Back. Maybe someone somewhere thought that these would seem as iconic and as ominous as the AT-ATs. What do you guys think?
It looks like that ion that ion cannon from Hoth.
But with legs. Yeah.
I thought there was some kind of transport too, because they were so large, and maybe that was kind of a subconscious nod to the AT-ATs that it should be carrying something. Why would you have a large droid that just shot a laser and not transport something and be that huge? I was with you. I thought it transported something. So it's interesting to find out that's a very large droid. Seems like a waste of resources, actually.
Yeah.
It kind of is weird because they have those tanks and other ships that are controlled by droids. Why don't they just make the tanks into super droids? If this is a droid in itself, this is basically a droid weapon, a droid artillery weapon for the most part. But it's not controlled, yet they still have the tanks and all these other things that the battle droids drive. I just assumed that there was a battle droid hiding down there, but nope, just a teeny tiny little simple brain.
Yeah, I'm finally looking at a picture of it. Just seems like you're right. It should break its way into something and then open up and drop out a squadron of battle droids, but apparently not.
It probably would be more effective if, like, those two lasers, the they look like satellite dishes on the top and bottom, were actually manned by an independent thinking entity, a droid of some sort. But and that's actually one of its biggest weaknesses, is that it's very powerful. When it's working, it can be a pretty devastating weapon, but it's pretty easy to take out. All you got to do is knock out one of its little spindly little legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, going down.
And you have effectively rendered it immobile, and not as threatening. And even worse, if you crack that shell of the ball, it has a really unstable energy core inside. So you basically are popping open a hydrogen bomb if that thing falls a little too hard to the ground.
Yeah, it's like almost giving the opposition a weapon to implode in the enemy's backyard.
Yeah,
you're taking out tons of other people with it.
It's when you really think about it, it is a poorly designed battle weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the idea that the Separatists would invest so heavily in creating thousands of these to transport to different battles, you would think that it would hold them back, and they would be end up destroying more of their own troops than necessary by imploding or exploding a their own little bomb in their backyard.
Other than way back in the IG-88 thing, there was that weird ending story where IG-88 had him uploaded into the Death Star, but the Death Star's not a droid. So what my question was going to be is this the largest droid in the complete saga? Now, is technically the Death Star a droid at the point when IG-88 is...
Well, take it out of the equation. Discounting that stupid fucking story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Can you think of anything bigger than this? I can't, because they're massive. And I thought
Anna Walker, and I guess it's bigger than Anna.
It looks it's walking on plungers, which is just silly.
Yeah. In a room.
Sounds like it should be making that plunger cartoon. Yeah, it should be making that noise when it walks, like Bugs Bunny walking upside a building.
I wonder if it can walk up. Yeah, like can it walk up the side of like the Sears Tower with those little things? I wonder.
I wonder.
In the films, I don't think we see a larger droid that I can think of. I think everything that we see that's bigger than this are vehicles like the AT-AT, or even in the prequels, like the AT-TE is a pretty large thing, and it looks like it could be a robot, but no, it's actually a vehicle.
Well, I'm going with that too, because I thought it was a transport like you did too. I would have never thought that this was just a large version of the power droid or something like that.
Yeah, pretty much. And yeah, that's kind of what it is. Its main weapon is on the top, and it's a laser that in most cases when we see lasers in the Star Wars universe, it's a blast. It's like, and that's it. But this can be like a prolonged blast, and it will go as long as its energy core can handle it. So depending on how much power it has, it can sustain a laser blast for several minutes if need be, which makes it a pretty good precision weapon if they're able to use it that way for ground forces or anti-aircraft.
Yeah, well, again, it seems that would be very useful to break into something and then drop off something, but apparently not.
That's the way it was in those Lego games. Like, you can jump in ships and stuff like that. So if that thing is a droid, then those games are inaccurate, because you could jump into ships on those games on Battlefront, actually, is what I'm talking about, not Lego.
I was gonna say it's hard to imagine those Lego games are inaccurate.
No, I mean the Battlefront games for like Xbox.
Okay, I still play
on like the classic Xbox, and if you're running by a AT-AT and you press the button, you can hop in and then you're in the cockpit. When you run by those spider droids, you can push a button and be in it. and shoot those lasers, and they suck. Yeah. Like, if you're playing that game, you don't ever want to be in that thing.
No. I do recall. I remember in there's the other thing that has the two wheels that are sort of at a weird angle.
Yeah.
And those were pretty awesome.
Because you can move
fast. This is, yeah. This guy goes real slow.
Oh, yeah. You don't get anywhere.
No.
If you get in that thing on one of those levels.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You make it about 2 feet and you don't kill shit.
We ain't found shit.
That's a Star Trek reference.
The you see a whole bunch of these guys on the Battle of Geonosis and Attack of the Clones. I'm looking at a picture here, and it shows like six or seven of them. One of them blowing up. It's a really really intense picture, and it's got a really great design. I just really like the look of it. I mean, talk about it being impractical and basically a detriment to your forces, but it actually reminds me of the things from War of the Worlds.
Yes, absolutely does. Yep.
It harkens back to that sort of 1950s sci-fi pulp look, which I think they were probably going for in general with the design of a lot of the droids for the prequels. I think they were going for those old 1950s sort of look. And they really hit the nail on the head. It is a great design. It looks really cool.
Tim, it reminds me of the like a really kick ass what those Bomar monks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
bigger and more kick assable.
And no brain.
It does.
There you go.
That would be cool. It breaks into places for Bomar monks to just hang out and be enlightened.
Yeah. Take more brains.
This is what needs to happen. Someone needs to write a story where they attach a Bomar monk brain to one of these bad boys.
One that was forced into being a Bomar monk brain is out for revenge.
Yeah. So a crazed Bomar monk gets attached to an OG-9 and then just kicks the shit out of everything around it.
I think we just wrote it.
Yeah.
Did that just happen?
One sentence.
Yep.
That just happened.
In the movies, as I said, you see it in Attack of the Clones a whole bunch. You see it a little tiny bit in Revenge of the Sith. There's where they're on Felucia, you see these guys going on in the background. In the Tartovsky series, this design shows up quite a bit in that series. So this was one of the things that the Gendi series really latched onto when they were trying to show the Separatists. This was like their primary design. They didn't really use this too much in the Filoni Clone Wars. I couldn't think of a single example of the 100-some-odd episodes they did of the series where this droid even appears.
Me either.
It appears in a lot of shit, though. A lot of books and video games and all that other kind of crap.
Yeah, when they're trying to show like a large scale battle scene in the comics, or when people draw their own artist representations, you see these show up a lot. Which I do. I've said it 1,000 times. I love it. I think it's a cool thing. Tim, it's not the most interesting of stories for a droid, but
it does appear in the Clone Wars cartoon chapter 1, 4, 20, and 21.
You didn't know that?
That's the Gendi Tartovsky series.
Chapter 22. No, it says Clone Wars. Does it really?
Yeah, well, you didn't know Gendi that? Was called Clone Wars.
Yeah, I peed a little bit right there.
You peed? Let me see.
Peed a little bit. Yeah, those are the Tartovsky. Tartakovsky. I've been pronouncing his name wrong the whole episode. Tartakovsky.
That's the
series.
The Gumby series, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything you say Felucia. I don't think you're saying Felucia. I think you're saying something else.
Yeah, I'm hoping he is.
Whoa!
Oh, wait. Sorry. Still have that Carrie Wurr page Felucia. Open.
Yeah. They made some neat toys for this. There's a couple Kenner and Lego toys, which I think are very neat. Now, Dave, you buy the Lego toys for your son. Did you ever buy this one for him?
No, he wouldn't pick something like this out because I don't think he knows what it is.
Really? What the hell is that?
He's been brainwashed by his father.
Good job. And I mean that sincerely.
The only clone or prequel Lego stuff he has is stuff that people buy for him for his birthday. Like he'll be at the birthday party opening the thing and it'll be some ship from the prequels, and he looks at me, and I just kind of give him the head shake.
He just goes,
you
know,
"Say thank you. We'll take it back.
Thank you.
Do you have the receipt?
Yeah, you can put that together in the backyard. You can't bring it."
I'm missing some pieces from my good Star Wars collections. They might be in here.
I'm like, I'm kind of shocked. Like for your son, like those movies were made for him, like the prequels, but he still likes the original. That's
which not proud. Well, that's I have to say, it's just another level of failure on the prequels level.
I don't have the art of Episode Two. I wish I did. I wish I could figure out who designed this. Just looking at. If you just study the different concept designers for the prequels, I am going to put a guess out there. Someone hopefully will tell me who actually did this, but I'm guessing that the guy who designed this is a guy named by the name of Stefan Martinieri. He's a French guy, Stefan Martinieri. I've never heard his name pronounced out loud, but he does a lot of stuff for Disney. And he does a lot of mechanical artwork, and this looks like the kind of thing that he would design. So I'm going to attribute it to this particular designer.
It was actually designed by Chubby Ballsack, who you need to get him to sign your poster.
Self portrait.
Chubby Ballsack, sign please, sign.
That already.
I want your Ballsack on my poster.
No blasters.
Just Ballsacks.
And this being probably the least interesting episode we've done in a long time. We were on an upswing.
No,
I've just
listened to Evan Peele. We have not reached Levin Peele level yet. Or Evan Peele, not as bad as that one.
I've never gone back to re-listen to that episode. God. That was
I thought how bad it couldn't be as bad as I remembered. Oh boy, was I wrong.
Yeah. I can't even bring myself to listen to that one again.
No, wait.
What? You don't remember Evan Peele?
No, we did draw a blank
on Ballsack.
Oh. It's the one-eyed Pink Yoda guy that looks like Dobby from Harry Potter.
Yep. They actually used the Dobby Lego figure for him for his initial Lego debut. They've since made a new Evan Peele one.
Harry Potter likes Chubby Ballsack.
And I actually, out of pure interest from that conversation, I actually looked to see if the mask is still available. You can still get the Evan Peele mask just about anywhere if I had a decent price.
Very affordable. Even in Mexico. Fellas, that's all I got.
Yay. Oh,
so sad.
Yay, I know.
Matt,
yes.
Please, a great, great website.
It's not, but it did fascinate me. It's a site we're all familiar with. It's rebelscum.com. And I was like, you know, stretching to find a site about this thing. I don't know if you can call it a character. And I was just quite amazed of how many toys have actually been made for the spider droid. Now there's, as Tim alluded to and probably even said, I droned out a couple times there. There's been more than one spider droid, but there's just been a shitload of releases of spider droid toys. So I thought that was interesting. I was surprised. I know there's some people that don't follow the prequels, you know, to the level I do, they may be surprised. So that's the link I'll put on our show notes is the listing of how many goddamn toys there are for this thing on rebelscum.com.
What I find funny is the Lego. There's like a miniature Lego one.
Where it's just like four little pieces.
Yeah, miniature. Yeah, I know. I saw that now in this list. And you're right. It's miniature. It's not even the big, you know, like 500 piece one. It's ridiculously simple.
All and like a black stick up top and a black stick.
Yep.
Are these like things like you do the Lego things and then there's the action figures? Do they make things to play with for the action figures of this toy?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, they make it to scale for a 3¾ figure. Yeah.
What do you do with it?
Filling it.
You can't. No.
You run your figures around and go pew pew. And either the droid falls over or your character falls over.
This reminds me of the scene in Big when he's at the board meeting and the guy's pitching the thing about the building.
Kevin Meaney.
Yeah, the kid, the building. Like,
I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
Kevin Meaney in character.
Look out, Hank Mancini. Here comes Meanie Weenie.
Though I mean, like a
oh, so the building turns into a robot.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't get it. That's me. I'm Josh Baskins. I don't get it.
I love that movie.
So you're looking at the droid, and you don't see how this could be fun for someone.
Yeah, to me, something that big, like you put action figures in it, like that's their ship. But this is just a big. It's basically.
How can you say not playing with a big ball is not fun?
It's a ball with sticks. What do you do with it?
That you just describe baseball.
Oh. Now I'm the ball.
That was awesome.
You asshole.
He has walked off the show.
Wait, if Dave quit the show, does that mean I win trivia?
You can't quit yet, Dave.
What?
Does that mean I'm in third?
You gotta wait. Wait, although if he does quit, I'm in fucking second place.
Dave, you're off the show. That. It's the best for everyone.
I'm quitting right now. We ever have to do an episode like this again, I'm quitting.
Oh God! Sorry. Well,
let's get the trivia
it's
going.
It's not your fault, Tim.
No,
you don't have to apologize.
It's not your fault you picked this character.
I did pick this character, yes, or this thing.
You have the same taste in characters as you do in men.
Oh, balls and sticks. Balls and sticks.
Big and round and walk on plungers.
Are you ready for the sounds of Star Wars?
I am ready for the sounds of Star Wars.
You're eating again during the show.
How can you tell?
That's rude.
Pretzels, man.
I will swallow it.
There's the opener.
All right.
Yes.
The scores go like this.
Star Wars.
Oh, Christ. The scores go like this.
The sounds of I'm almost winning.
Tim is in last with
31. You suck balls.
31.
Big balls like spider droids.
Then Chris with 32.
I'm in third place.
Then Matt with 52.
Spew on my face.
Oh, God.
55.
I don't know what that means.
So, what's Tim's number?
What's Tim's number?
You're talking all tough here.
Tim's number is...
Tim will beat me, once again.
2-4... Oh, we've had this. 2-4-6.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that one I recognize. Oddly enough, the next number is 2-4-5. Maybe it's them clearing their throats before they screamed.
Yeah. 2-4-3.
That was Matthew Wood, right? You guys met. I met Matthew Wood.
He's a nice guy.
I was at, if you meet these guys.
I saw him at the airport when we were leaving LA, I think it was, and he was at his laptop sitting down.
Never met
him. I saw him at the airport when I was leaving Orlando this past time.
Did you accost him?
No. I said, look at my chode, and then ran away.
And he said, why am I always shunned by society? Because of my chode.
I think we had 2-4-5. Tim, is this you, Tim?
This is me.
How much you go back? Did you say?
2-4-5. What is this from?
New Hope.
What?
Tim, A New Hope. Don't get your book out. New Hope.
A New Hope. I guess I'm gonna.
But but I think we had it. I don't know.
I'll say five.
Okay. Here we go. Does that sound familiar or no?
No.
Okay. We have not had it. We've played it on the show, but not in this context.
Alrighty. Should I play it again for you, Tim?
Yes. It sounds like a Krayt dragon, but at the same time, it sounds like a Dewback. Ah, shit. One more time.
I love that sound.
I'm gonna have to say Krayt dragon. One of the Krayt dragons. It's probably the damn Dewback. Fuck me.
This one might have to go to the judges for real this time.
I don't know, but the fuck me might be the opener now.
It says here, old Obi Howe. It was Obi-Wan's Howe in the canon, and the phrase about the same people.
So you asked.
Well, that was the. I mean, that's the Krayt dragon. That was what we always referred to as the Krayt dragon screen.
Yes, we are.
So you want Matt and I to vote? I
want stop you trying to influence the judges, Tim. You're just making things worse on yourself.
I want you guys to vote. It says old Obi Howe. It was Obi impersonating a Krayt dragon. Judges, wow. Simon McHale.
I say yes.
I was gonna say yes until Tim decided to tell me how I should think. But no. I'm gonna say yes. I'll say yes anyway.
Okay.
We never actually hear a Krayt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we mentioned that in our episode.
He knows what it is.
How much you did? Bet five?
You bet five. He's back in third.
Shit.
Jay. Back in third. Chris is a turd.
All right, what's Matt's number?
What's Matt's number?
Matt's number is 103.
103.
Which sounds familiar.
Play that game tonight. All right, 103.
Johnny Oates!
I got an invite to a free Johnny Oates concert. It's called Picking on the Patio at Warner Brothers Thursday.
That's still too expensive.
I'm not going to be able to go. I got to work, so I can't go see Johnny Oates.
Him? Call out, sick.
Call out, man.
I could probably switch with somebody. These things are over on Music Row here in Nashville, and they finally cater these things with Yazoo and fine cheeses.
I don't know what you're talking about. Call in sick and what? See Johnny Oates because he puts on a fine show.
Dave shared a stage with him one evening.
Dave was part of the show, yeah.
I was backstage with Johnny, and I said, you know what? You should grow that mustache back because you look fucking
Dave. Dave came out stage and went M-E-T-H-O-D-O-F-L-O-B-E.
He's played the opera a few times. Sometimes when Jimmy Wayne plays, he'll come out and play with Jimmy Wayne because Jimmy Wayne did that Sarah Smile cover a few years back.
Well, Jimmy Wayne should be considering himself lucky to have shared a stage like I did. Mr. Johnny Oates.
Yeah.
What's Matt's thing?
103, right, Matt?
103. I got to pee. Let's hurry up.
You said Empire? No, yeah, Empire.
Five
points.
Ready, Matt?
I'm ready.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
It's awesome.
That's the shit I should get.
That would be Han Solo.
Han Solo's response, to be correct.
Yes.
All right. Matt's back in the lead.
Sweet. I quit again. What's yours, Dave?
27.
27.
I like the sound of that. I'm betting five.
Almost in heaven. 27.
I like the sound of that. Mayor Goldie Wilson.
Yeah. Every time I drive by a Steak and Shake now, I always think,
do you want to hear this, guys? Do you know every voting season they have those signs everywhere?
Yeah.
I saw a sign. I have it in my garage. I saw a sign that somebody out there made of Mayor Wilson of his face from Back to the Future.
And
I stole it in my garage.
Where?
Awesome.
Every time now there's voting election time or whatever, I put it on my front lawn. I'll show you.
Let's go look at it now.
I'll show you that. It was like homemade. Like someone put it on the back of like another real one or something.
Nice.
It'd be great if it was on the back of a DeLorean.
Mayor. Yeah,
Goldie, I like this.
Where were we at? 27? Did we say
27?
Okay. Who's this, Davis? You?
Yeah, I bet five.
Don't look.
Okay. I'm not looking.
All right. That's a good one.
That is one of the coolest sound effects in that book. So that is the interrogation droid as Vader's about to have that needle stuck in his daughter somewhere and the door like shuts closed before you see what happens. So I think I said probably what it says on there.
You didn't say torture droid, did you?
No.
Dr. Ball.
No points.
Judges?
No points. Nope.
That's exactly it. And it says and door slam, Dave.
All right. That's a cool sound.
That is a cool sound. You all got some cool kick-ass sounds. Ready for mine?
That's your noise.
I got to bet five. Cause that'll be
yours is going to be an explosion.
What's the scores between me and
Well, you're four behind Tim right now. If you bet five you and get it right, you will retake 30.
All right, what's my number in the movie? Then I'll decide.
126.
You're four behind me. It's Empire Strikes Back. And we've already had this one.
That's a shame.
Okay.
You want me to play it for you?
No, because they'll just tease me.
You got it wrong the first time, too.
Boss. The boss?
No. I'll play it for you.
Oh, yeah. That was a tough one.
That was. I was like, think of a cowboy.
All right, who's
180?
What's
180?
One on one.
Okay.
I want a man where the hell is 180? Oh, there we go. 180 is the Phantom Menace.
I have to go with four. I will maybe tie it or go down.
Going for the tie.
Going for the tie.
I don't think we've had this one. Prepare thyself for the sound.
Get me with someone that talks. Okay.
Okay, there we go.
That's bullshit.
He's talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't you admit I get that shit?
What's the shit? That's pretty bad.
Indigestion.
Tim, when somebody's touching his choke.
Hence why we've never heard it before.
From what, the Phantom Menace?
Release the Kraken.
Yes. What he's going to do is pop.
Yeah. Oh, fuck it. It sounds like Jabba, but there when he's up in the up in the stadiums, in the stands, watching the thing. Jabba, because what else does that in Phantom Menace? I'm totally wrong.
Yep. This is a potential character in the future. The Sando Aqua Monster.
Yeah.
That's that big dinosaur under the sea that grabs the big fish chasing the Bongo and bites it in half.
That was a good sound.
There's always a bigger fish. Give me a drink.
That's a good sound.
All right, Chris, you're back down to 28.
That sucks, man.
Actually, what this was, it was the voice of someone's 3-year-old daughter that they slowed down. So that's the voice of a 3-year-old.
Oh, so cute.
The bunny Foo Foo, what's that girl?
For what?
What's her name?
Bunny Foo Foo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo, yeah.
That's her.
No, that's Ben Burtt's daughter.
Kind of sounds like her mother.
So if we ever see Ben Burtt's daughter at a convention, we got to get her to sign it because she's the voice of Sando Aqua Monster.
Sign, please.
Yeah, sign, please.
Daddy, these guys.
I had no idea what that was. Damn it.
I probably would have got that wrong, too.
All right, well, Chris, you have 28. Tim is 36. Matt is 56.
Sore winner.
60.
Sore winner.
Winner chicken dinner.
Thank you very much for listening to OG9 Homing Spider Droid, if you're still awake.
Thank you for getting to the end of this episode. Thank you.
Join us next time where we discuss my penis.
The trouser snake.
Which is known as the dragon snake.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars-related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.